Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
3.4 billion years ago in our solar system, an asteroid strikes the northern hemisphere of Mars. The northern hemisphere, known as Krishna Planitia. That asteroid strike leads to events that are a window on the history of Mars, planetary geology. 3.4 billion years later, on July 20th, 1976, 46 years ago, an alien spacecraft from the planet Earth lands in the zone that allows us to imagine what happened the day of the asteroid strike. This, of course, was the landing of Viking 1, NASA's maiden entry into the surface of Mars, which we now explore with rovers and orbiters. However, it turns out that Viking landed in exactly the place that we get to explore Mars. And we welcome Professor Alexis Rodriguez, who with his colleagues publishes a paper at Nature Research. This is Nature Magazine, the peer-reviewed top of the pile for science magazines in Europe. The title of the paper tells the story the professor will help us understand. Evidence of an oceanic impact and mega tsunami sedimentation in Krishna Planitia, Mars. Professor, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. That day, please explain to us what you believe happened when the asteroid struck and how that connects to Viking 1's landing site in 1976. Good evening to you.
All right. So the day that the asteroid reached the northern plains of Mars, it would have signified a major anomaly in the history of this ocean during the late Hesperian. Okay, so the ocean is in place by catastrophic floods, we think, and then it could have remained pretty much stable and without much activity, mostly a very low energy environment. Okay, and we see that because the resurfacing around the northern plains ocean is minimal. When the impact, when Pole crater forms, it generates a mega tsunami, okay, an extremely high energy event. And it covers most of the northern plains boundary regions with sediments. Okay. So essentially, my answer to your question, what happened during this day, it would have been a major disruption of what would have been the typical, this northern Martian ocean environment.
So the asteroid strikes and sends a huge tsunami in all directions, and that laps over the coastline of this ocean. And that coastline is approximately where Viking lands. What have you discovered that tells you that the tsunami took place? What is Viking sitting on in 1976?
I think that we have to talk about two different things here. One is significance, all right, of the discovery, which is a historical aspect, right? So the Viking 1 lander, when it landed back in 1976, the expectation was that it would actually land on fluvial landscapes, okay, the fluvial landscapes of this huge outflow channel called Majabales. So the spacecraft lands, and when it surveys the landscapes around it, it discovers these vast rocky plains. Then the inconsistency between the observation and the expectation, you know, by the team, you know, raises the questions of what kind of terrain is the spacecraft like sitting on. And so one idea is like thrown around, and that maybe, you know, these rocky materials are part of ejecta, crater ejecta materials, crater ejecta blankets, right? But like the team, or like scientists back in the 70s, analyzed the data, and they didn't find enough craters to explain, you know, the formation of these rocky debris mantles, right? So another question that was like tossed around was, well, maybe it's just like broken down lavas, right? But like the image analysis by the Viking Wallander didn't really detect unequivocal lava fragments, and the rock diversity was significant, right? So like, so the question remained, and I think that the main problem really was the shape of the deposit and the extent, right? Like using Viking orbiter data, it was pretty much impossible to really tell how extensive that particular deposit was and what shape it was. And remember that we need to understand the shape of the deposit, right? For example, if you have a crater ejecta blanket, well, the deposit is going to essentially surround the crater. It's going to be extending away from the center of the crater, right? So you can trace it back to the source, right? Like typical ejecta blankets, right? Now, if you have lava flows, well, you'll see the lava fronts like facing down into the northern plains. And, you know, so that'll give you, like by mapping the lava fields extents, you know, that'll give you a sense of the origin as well. But we didn't have that for the Viking Wallander. So what's new about our work is that we found that the Viking Wallander actually sits on top of a highland-facing lava, a sedimentary lava, okay? Now, why is this important? The highland-facing lava is an indicator of a runoff flow, basically a gravity-defying flow, right? And there are very few things in nature that can actually flow against gravity. For example, a mega tsunami is like a candidate, right? But now the orientation also tells you that the flow extended from the northern plains, okay, which is where we think that the ocean existed. So you have like these two interesting observations, this lobate deposit that faces towards the highland, indicating a runoff flow emplacement origin, and an axis, a length axis that faces, that extends into the northern plains where the ocean was, right? So that's what it like initiated, like the, you know, this project, okay? Like to kind of like understand the, you know, whether we're actually looking at a mega tsunami deposit or not, right? So then much later in the project, we obtained very high resolution images, like high res images. And in those images, we observed like multi-meter scale features, decameter scale features, indicating showing dissection patterns and flow patterns consistent as well with this run-up emplacement mechanism, right? Of course, then, you know, this was consistent with the mega tsunami hypothesis, that to really demonstrate it or get it closer to like a really consistent, coherent picture, you really needed to find a crater, okay? And then simulate the impact, like a marine crater, and simulate the impact, and then see whether the simulated runoff flow actually reached this, you know, highland facing lobate deposit that I mentioned, right? So then like we started like looking for an impact crater, a candidate impact crater, okay? And we found one, Pole crater. Okay. Actually, Pole crater is exceptional, okay? Is, I know that there's been discussion on different marine craters on Mars, but there's none like Pole that I know of. You know, there could be some that, like, I'm not aware of them. So what makes this crater exceptional, okay? Okay, first of all, like what makes it exceptional is like the difficulty. Like you have to understand like the uniqueness of this crater, you have to understand how difficult it is to find marine craters like throughout the Martian Northern Plains, okay, the Paleo-Oceanic Basin, okay, which we can refer to like the this like northern part of Mars that is low, smooth, and is like an area where, you know, the highlands, you know, hydrologic systems converge and, you know, would have formed repeated oceans, lakes. So to understand...
Professor, just a moment. We'll continue in just a moment as you're going to describe the how you found the Pole Crater 900 kilometers northeast of Viking 1. We're speaking with Professor Alexis Rodriguez, and he is speaking of the discoveries that he and his team have made about the surface of Mars in the Northern Hemisphere and reasoning backwards from the events around Viking 1, the events that you can see on the surface of Mars, back to searching for the origin of these events. The professors at the Planetary Science Institute in Tucson, Arizona, David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, is my colleague and co-host. And when we come back, the Pole Crater itself, very large. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.